who's here?
Wendy.
Where?
Right there sits the most respected, most beloved pet expert of all time, Stephen.
Yes. You know what, though? I've had many honors, and I've been very lucky.
Deservedly and, so,
well,
Steve.
No. Been very lucky in my career. One of the things I will look back upon is, well, both of you were out. There was a time when you were out and you were out. Bill and Wendy were both not here.
Yeah.
The station wasn't happy. Huh. Really one of the great things. The powers that be here said, Steve, you fill in for Bill and Wendy.
With one of your high school friends, right?
No. It was just me.
Oh, okay.
It was just me. And I was so thrilled to do it.
Well,
and
thank
kind
you.
Of nervous. Because I'm trying to fill your shoes, you know?
Oh, you could never do that. You shouldn't even be nervous about
it. I wasn't even trying because there's no way. So, I've got an amazing story to tell you.
All right.
Do you remember about 2 months ago at this point, I was sitting here talking about gorillas.
Yeah.
And you were asking me some really good...
I remember
Wendy
this.
Wendy in particular. You were asking me some really good gorilla questions.
And how much is that gorilla in the window?
That was not the question. That was the question Bill asked. But not
OG.
You.
Good OG impression, Wendy.
Thank you.
So, I was talking about how Tara Stowinski, who is the chief scientific officer of the Dian Fossey Gorilla Fund, was going to do a talk about gorillas and how some are very, 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 very much endangered of disappearing. And there's one particular species that's doing relatively well because of ecotourism. That's what we all talked about on the radio. And that's what she talked about at the Lincoln Park Zoo. So she came up to me and she said, I've got to tell you something. I know you were on the radio, and she's not from Chicago. She said, I know you were on the radio with Bill and Wendy. I said, yeah. And you talked about this talk that I'm about to give, and you promoted it, and thank you very much. And you also talked about, and then she said exactly what it was that we talked about. That is because she was in a bar in the UK, in England somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was London. It was somewhere in the UK. And she's talking about gorillas because if you're the chief scientific officer at the Dian Fossey
that's
Gorilla
what
Fund,
about.
That's what you thought. Right. So she was talking about gorillas with whoever. Then she went to the bar to get another drink. And this couple stopped her. And they said, you're Tara Stowinski. And she was like, yeah. You're the gorilla lady who's coming to Chicago. And she said, yeah. How do you know? They had just heard my conversation the day before their flight took off to wherever they were in England, and they remembered me talking about it.
Oh, my
it,
God.
And
we're spanning
fans
the globe.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
That is pretty amazing.
Just by looking at her, who she was.
She was talking about gorillas to the bartender.
She was talking about gorillas, and also in such a way that it was familiar with what I was talking about here. She was talking about an upcoming appearance at the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago, and they put it together. And
very astute listeners, by the way.
Yes, you have the smartest listeners, clearly. So I thought I'd relay that story. I mean, it's amazing. They say it's a small world.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you go to school with Paul Lisnik?
No.
Oh, didn't he?
I was his babysitter. No, that's not the. It's the other way around. He was my babysitter.
Because Paul, right, there's some weird stuff going.
Recently, no, Steve, or a long time ago.
Because we just had Paul on. Remember
what did he say about me?
He said you guys were on the air together and you went to school together.
Yes, but he's many years older than I am.
Okay, well, that you still went to school together.
Many, many years.
Lee Phillips went to my junior high. We're not the same age.
Exactly.
Who's older?
Me.
You are?
Right. So right now, Paul's about this time, he's getting up.
Yeah.
His bedtime's about 2 hours from now, actually. Yeah. And in that window, he tapes a show. This is all true because he's elderly. You know?
My God, stop it. Stop it. All right. Are you going to walk a dog this month? Because what kind of month is this?
This is, you ready? National Walk Your Pet Month. Woo!
Not just dog.
Well, I don't get that either, because there are people that walk cats on a harness and leash. I suppose,
my cat never liked that.
I suppose that there are some pot-bellied pigs out there that go for a walk, but you know what? Not in January.
Yeah.
So I didn't decide upon the month, but nevertheless. And you know what? The thing I love about this more than anything else is so many people just open up the door, the dog goes, does business in the backyard, and the dog never really goes for a walk, never really socializes. And I would argue the people live in the country who have lots and lots of space. Their dogs are mostly bored in that backyard, no matter how big it is.
Because really?
What do?
I guess, well, they run around. They chase rabbits.
If there are rabbits to chase, yes. And they get the 411 on what's been there since they've last been out there.
Right.
So they sniff all around. Yes, yes, yes. But then what? Unless there's a person out there interacting, and a backyard is not a babysitter. Dogs get into trouble in backyards. They jump over fences. They dig under fences. They dig in the garden. And people say, why does my dog do this? Because the dog has nothing else to do. Yeah. Or they just sleep out there, but that's not interesting.
Tiki actually has boycotted relieving himself in the backyard. Mm-hmm. We let him out and he might piddle, but he holds off until Jim gives him a walk. It's like he just wants three walks a day from Jimmy Mack. That's it. So you let him out and it's like, oh, did he do his business? No, because as soon as you let him in, he barks to go on a walk.
Yeah, exactly. Because dogs, I mean, there are several words you could say to a dog, and it's almost guaranteed that the ears will perk up and the tail will go back and forth. And one is, do you want to go for a walk?
The other one is treat.
Yes. Now, part of it, sure, cookies, whatever. Part of it is our tone of voice.
Yeah.
But they actually do understand words, and they associate what they like with words that mean something that they like. I mean, dogs are smart enough to do that, for sure. Cats can do that, too. So
they just choose not to.
Steve,
sometimes.
Are you like me? It seems like
I don't know.
The minute the Christmas decorations get taken down, the decorations for Walk Your Dog Month go up. Can't
they
we just
should.
Have a couple of days without any decorations? I don't know what's happening.
Well, what would those decorations be? A leash?
That's it.
A leash, a collar. No, I think it's important because we do know this also, that dogs, people that are out with dogs are out. And law enforcement has done studies to show that when there are lots of people out, there aren't as many severe crimes.
I believe that, also, 100%.
And also dogs themselves deter crime. So if there's
McGruff the crime dog.
Proof right
Take
there.
Take a bite out of crime.
Yep. So if you're walking down the street with a dog, big dog or a little dog.
You did OG and McGruff the crime dog on the same show. This is a pretty good day.
Double.
This is a pretty good day today.
So there are people that are walking their dog just down the street, and others will not approach them, bad guys, just because there's a dog there. And I understand that. So that's one thing. The other thing is dogs are a social lubricant. So that's the fancy way of saying you get to meet people who you otherwise would never meet. So
single guys, that'll be a great way for you to pick up women. I'm serious.
Dogs,
a guy walking a dog, oh, look at your puppy.
Matt Bubala, who works here, just got a puppy, mm-hmm. Bailey, and I've had the honor to be out with Bailey. I've never met more people in my life, and I'm just out with five minutes, including a firefighter who came by, a tough, gruff firefighter. Oh, how old is this little puppy? Cutest puppy in the
heart.
World.
Does Matt know you took his dog, Steve?
No.
He doesn't know.
It was Walk Your Dog Month, so he took a walk
for him.
You're
not supposed to take other people's dogs. You're supposed to take your own dog.
I didn't know that.
Come on. Steve, when we come back, I have a hard-hitting question for you.
Are we coming back?
Yeah, we're going to come back, but then I have a hard-hitting question for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah? That's coming up next.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm a little scared.
Well, it's hard-hitting, but you'll be able to handle it. You're a noted pet expert.
I don't know.
Stick around. There's more of this coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Ah.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is here. Stops by and we talk about the world.
He's furry and you know it.
He is. Steve?
That kill me sometimes.
Do you have time for a hard-hitting question?
I have time.
All right.
Yes.
I know
so
you've written
nervous.
About this.
Yeah.
But I want to get your take on this because I have suspected all along that although there are plenty of people that need service animals for various reasons, a lot of people are lying and saying that they need them just so that they can have their dog or porpoise or turtle or swan with them wherever they go. What do you think, noted pet expert Steve Dale?
I heard Flipper, I thought, in my ears. And that's three now that you've
Oh,
done.
My God. Look at me. I am the new Fred
You're like
Travelina.
Michael Winslow's brother.
Yeah.
I'm a girl.
What? Jasmine, call HR. Tell them I need to have a meeting. All right. What do you think, Steve? Is this true or not true?
I think Wendy's a girl. Oh, you mean about what you said?
Yes.
Oh, you know, first of all, it's very complicated because what is a service animal? What is a comfort animal?
Yeah.
We've got all these definitions out there that aren't, they're defined, but they're defined differently by different organizations and different individuals. That's one issue. The second, it's the folks that made up these regulations many years ago had no way to know or envision that one could go online,
right,
and for $15
fake
order,
vest,
yes,
yeah, order all of that stuff.
I'm going to get one for you, Bill, because you're my comfort animal.
Including a quote unquote professional doctor,
yeah,
to sign a form to indicate that you have, even though that doctor quote unquote has never met the animal, has never met the person,
right.
Person will sign a form online.
That's ruining it for people who truly
exactly
need this.
Exactly right. You know, so it's become very complicated. And then that isn't bad enough. You've got these odd stories of people who have gone on planes with pot-bellied pigs,
yeah,
or boa constrictors.
Okay,
right.
Come on.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Insects.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine.
You can't
you know,
have a service flea.
That's not one I've seen.
They do tricks, though.
Seriously.
But I've actually, tarantula? Come on.
That's crazy.
Not, and I know tarantulas are not insects. They're arachnids. But,
right. I was going to say.
Yeah, I know. So you go on airplanes with these other animals. It's like, there's no way they're comfort animals. And even if somehow, some way, this pig for you is a comfort animal, does it belong on a plane?
Right. A couple of weeks ago, my family and I were eating out at a pretty nice restaurant, and there was a dog at the next table that was just going nuts. Like, no matter what would happen, the dog was running around the table and stuff like this. And anytime anybody would say anything, they would say, well, it's a service dog. What can you do? Well, no, it's not. You're lying to people.
Well, according to the Americans for Disabilities Act, which, again, could not envision that people would take advantage of the system or have ways to take advantage of the system that just weren't available when it was created back in the 1980s,
yeah,
that people could say, I have a service dog. Now, if it's a legitimate service dog, that dog is unlikely, really unlikely
to misbehave that way.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah. Yeah. So what do we do about this? Is there some way we can fix this, or is it too late?
Shame people.
We have to shame them.
Listen,
well,
I'd love to bring Tiki somewhere, but he would not behave on the plane. He does make me feel better, he's not.
The airlines are partially at fault for this, I think, because they charge so much for animals to go in the cabin. That's one thing. And then the other thing is that if you wanted to take a dog as large as Tiki, not a large dog, but too large to fit under the seat in front of you,
yeah.
Tiki would have to travel in cargo.
Oh.
And if you go to the ASPCA website and others, the organizations who look at this stuff, they'll say they recommend against ever doing that. So the only way to get around it, if you want to go to Arizona...
Sit in the seat right next to me, Teeks.
Yeah,
put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, or drive with the dog. But if you want the dog on the plane, the only way to do it is to fake it. I'm not saying people should do that.
No, they
should not.
Do you know this, Steve, that they have specially designated pet flights where all the seats are just pets? Did
oh, my
you know
God.
That?
God, I would love to be
they
on
have
there.
That. Well, you can't.
Well, they
you
do.
You have to be a pet.
Well, no.
No,
well,
there has to be humans.
No.
The flight attendants are pets?
The flight attendants are also
the pilots.
Pets. Yes. The pilots are pets.
It's like the Subaru
It's not
commercials.
Ridiculous.
They
it's
don't
it's
use
reality.
Tickets. They use treats like milk bones.
That's how they do it.
Well, they
Let
actually,
me see your passport. That's what they say.
They actually,
that's an actual line from the from real life, Wendy.
Whose
oh my
life?
God, I love it.
Somebody's real life.
Not mine.
No.
Here's your TV show idea.
Is he looking for one?
No,
yeah.
But
could I be in that
an
show
airline
anyway?
That only services animals. That's the future. No, it's happening.
I'm thinking
happening.
The budget
it's
for
real.
That show is pretty cheap.
It's real.
How is it real? I mean,
are not just dogs on a flight.
I swear to you. Well not just dogs, but all
well,
pets.
There are occasional, like from Puerto Rico, they've sent... some airlines have done this, which is wonderful. They've sent the airplanes
rescues,
there,
yeah.
And there are only rescued animals on the plane, but that's not taking like a commuter flight to St. Louis or something just with dogs.
One of my daughter's friends needed to be in a city the next day for something, and they couldn't find a ticket for him. And they said, well, you can do a pets-only flight, but it's a little strange. And he goes, what is that? And they explained everything I just explained. So there's a couple of rows in the back that humans are allowed to, you know, if the pet doesn't want to fly on its own.
More than one row con?
No.
A couple of rows?
No. You know what
God,
I mean.
God, more than one?
Yeah.
I don't know that you're not making this up.
No, it's all true.
I don't believe
it's
you.
All true.
What is it called?
Pets only flights.
All right, she's Googling it now. But, you know, I think it's a great idea if they have it. I'm not sure what the point
of
that is.
Wow, you know something. Pet expert Steve Dale.
But what would be the... So
I'm going to speak at a symposium now. See how you like it. I am. I'll show you. All right, so again... Steve, what do we do about this problem of we want to go to a restaurant or be somewhere, but everybody has a service dock? What do we do? There's got to be some way around it.
I don't know the complete answer to that. If you actually are in need of an animal, do it the right way. And there are people in need of these animals. I mean, I might have been the one, actually, in a story I wrote several years ago and then probably talked about it at some symposium, where I wrote about invisible disabilities. That's what I called it. So people who have dogs, like the Ron Santo Diabetic Alert Dog Foundation, great organization, saves lives. You've had Vicky Santo on the show before.
Yeah.
So you know about this organization. They train these dogs to... alert for diabetic crashes or diabetic highs, save lives. But looking at a person, you cannot say, oh, I could tell you're diabetic. Of course you can't.
Right.
And therefore, you can't make the judgment as to whether that person needs a service dog or not. And it is illegal to try to make that judgment.
All right.
Pet Airways is pet-only flights. Pets fly in the main cabin right behind the pilot under the full-time watchful eyes of our onboard pet attendant.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one person, Jack Hanna, and his dog.
Is that the only one who's taking
Brass wanted the red carpet treatment when he got on. But it's called Pet Airways. Huh. I would fly that all the time. Is it cheaper, really?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the
rules are. Where do they go? To the zoo or
no? Where? To major cities all around the world.
I don't know. Where
I think you're making that up.
No,
I don't know. It's I had not heard of this. I love the idea.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't know where they go. I think it's like if you're sending a pet, like if you move somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't think they go on vacation.
No. Not yet. They're working on it, Wendy. Steve, thank you for coming by.
You don't mean that.
Appreciate it. I do mean that. That's noted pet expert Steve Dale. If only there was a place that people could go if they wanted to hear more from you, Steve. What could they do?
SteveDale.tv.
Perfect.
Wendy.
They fly to Chicago, and the approximate price for a charter flight, $6,200.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like you get the whole flight and then you have a pet party or just for one pet?
I don't know the answer to that.
All right. Well, it's called Pet Airways. You should look into it.
Sounds like a guest I need to have on my show.
Right?
Yeah,
it does.
Absolutely.
It does.
Thanks, Steve. Bill Leff. You get
You're
a booking
welcome.
Fee now.
How about that?
He gets the booking fee I pay, which is not a milk bone.
That's fine. All right. News is next. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.